Nashville comes to Edel tonight with American folk and bluegrass singer Mary James, known as Mean Mary, performing at Edel Village Hall. The concert starts at 7:30 and you can buy tickets on the door. Mary came into the studio with her banjo and told us how she got her nickname.
My first original song I wrote when I was about five, and it was called Mean Mary from Alabama, because I was born in Alabama. And it just stuck after that. The press, you know, picked up on it. People would request the song, you know, Mean Mary's coming to town. And I retired the song at six, but the name stuck on and people request it now. And I'm like, no, things just, you know, it's not as cute as it was when I was five.
And you learned music, learned to read music before you actually learned to read.
I did. My mom got books and I was kind of just self-taught. She had to kind of, you know, read the books to me so I could learn how to read the music. And then she did really good by me because she let me pick out my own songs. So I would read the music, and the ones that I thought sounded good were the ones I added to my repertoire. And I didn't hear like the artists perform some of these cover tunes. So I always make the joke that it wasn't until years later that I heard James Taylor play Fire and Rain. I'm like, wow, he sounds just like me.
And you recorded your first album at the age of six. That's incredible.
Yes, oh gosh, that's an embarrassing album.
Are you wishing that the recording technology hadn't been available?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. It was on cassette tape, and we still have some of those, and I hide them away.
and you were unfortunate enough to be involved in a really bad car accident, which paralyzed one of your vocal cords.
Yeah,
I mean, tell us about that. That must have been horrific for a singer.
It was. I mean, the irony of life. Being a singer, I broke the dashboard with my throat and couldn't. I could just whisper, and it was heartbreaking to find out that it was actually paralyzed, and they didn't think that I would ever get movement back or be able to sing again. So there was a good, you know, 6 months of a lot of prayer, and luckily I'm a musician as well. I play instruments, so I had at least the opportunity to know that I can play that. But it's hard listening to other vocalists hitting notes that you used to be able to hit, and it's like, I could sing that song, but you know, I can't. So after 6 months, I went back to the doctor, and they saw movement in it, and it was just a miracle that way. So I'll never take my singing for granted.
No,
for sure.
I mean, that's really good fortune, isn't it, to have got that back, because it must have been your entire identity threatened by that.
Oh, totally. Yeah. You really don't appreciate, you know, because I'd been singing since I was a kid, so you kind of take it for granted. It's just a part of you, like walking or whatever. And then to have that taken away, you're like, wow, it's really something that I appreciate now that I've spent so much time doing it, that I can still do it.
And I mean, in addition to being incredibly musically precocious, you're a real polymath. You write novels, you've got a reality TV show in Nashville. How do you manage to fit everything in, and do you enjoy having so much variety?
I do. I mean, you know how it is. It's just, you do something, you gotta do more of it, and you gotta add on to it. It's like, it's just human nature, I guess. We gotta have a bigger plate than we can fill. But I just keep on finding new things I want to do creatively. And I don't have time for it, but you can't stop at that point. So, and I can blame that on my parents, you know, my mom. And I've had such an active childhood and done so many different things. It's just, I gotta keep that, you know, stuff happening in my life.
Yeah, because you had a real Swiss Family Robinson upbringing, didn't
you?
Totally, living in the woods.
Yeah, exactly. Building log cabins, and my mom caught snakes for a living, and you know, we've just done so many different adventures.
And that's obviously prepared you for just this, like, giving yourself wholly to life.
It is, because you know, and music's an adventure in itself. I travel and I get to see so many cool places, like here.
Yeah, and gorgeous, you're playing in Edel tonight. I mean, is it the social media that's opened you up to this international audience? Is that what's brought you?
It really has, like YouTube, and because I have some very popular videos on YouTube, and that's really just that people know me. The beauty of the internet, it's made the world so much smaller now. So I have lots of people that I communicate with over here in Europe before, and that's how I was able to set up a tour. And it just is, the first time was 2 years ago that I toured here, and it was fantastic. Yeah. And so I was very happy to come back.
And so what can people expect tonight?
Oh, a little bit of everything. Of course, I'll be playing banjo and fiddle and guitar, and last time we actually got them to dance. I don't know if we'll see.
Wow.
But it was fun. We had a great time 2 years ago, so I think it's going to be
You'll
a lot
be raising
of fun
the roof. And tell us what you're going to play for us.
Today? Yeah. I thought I might play something from the new album. It's called, it's kind of a funny title in the song, Trumbull County Antique Tractor Show.
Thank you.
Drummle County of the Antique Traction. Stole my heart in Drummle County. Now I never let him go. Look a peek, couldn't speak, kiss a seek, kiss mystique, did something to my brain. Six appeals, strong as steel, can't conceal how I feel. He drove me near insane. It was there in the air, in his stare, in his dare, like a lonesome bird of prey. Like a queer singing higher on a fire with desire, he won my heart away. We'll meet tonight now, hush, hush, lily, at the antique track show. We made our plans now, wise and wily. We'll slip away, no one will know. In a maze, in a haze, run away, in a daze, we hit beneath the stars. It was fate, pure fate, couldn't wait, this moment unsurpassed. Had the stuff tender tough, sure enough, I'd found true love at last. Oh, that was the night I snitched a tractor from the antique track show. And this morning I go back for one more look before. The same he is, my tractor true. And I know, and I know, and I know, and I know this tractor loves me too. Oh, if you stop here in Trumbull County, take one more look before you go. You just might find a love worth keeping at an antique tractor show. I found my love in Trumbull County at the antique tractor show.
Something like that.
Oh my God, I defy anybody not to be dancing.